We're doing the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, the sixth chapter. So we're going to quickly run up to this Mishnah. Our focus is to get to the Mishnah that enumerates the 48 stages of acquiring Torah, 48 attributes that one requires in order to acquire Torah. But being that it is the sixth Mishnah in this chapter, we'll quickly run and explain the first five and then go on with this Mishnah. Shanu Chachamim b'lshon ha-Mishnah. Our sages taught in the language of the Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah's language is Hebrew, which is different than the language of the Tanakh. Baruch shebachar b'em uv Mishnatam. Blessed is God who chose them and their Mishnah. And already you see the style of this chapter is different than regular Mishnayot. It's a style that's more like Midrash, like Tana d'Belio has different intervals where he blesses God who gave us the Torah. So here, this chapter, which is probably from Tosefta, from Braisa, the chapter begins with, blessed is God who chose them in their Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma, all who deal in Torah for its real sake, zochel l'dvarim harbe, merits to many things, v'lo'od el ha'shkol ha'olam kolo kedayu lo. Not only that, the whole world is worth it just for him. Nikareha, he's called a friend, ahuv, a loved one. Ohev tamakom, he's called one who loves the place, the omnipresent. He loves God's creations. He makes God happy. He makes the creations happy. And the Torah dresses, adorns a person with anava, modesty, yira, tzaddik. The Torah prepares a person to be a tzaddik. Notice, the Torah doesn't make you a tzaddik. You can learn Torah your whole life and you won't be a tzaddik. It's like getting a degree in law. You can practice law, but it doesn't mean you will practice law. You have the potential for it. So you've studied. The Torah prepares a person for being a tzaddik, but he still has the choice whether to be tzaddik or not. That's why we find a person who's learned a lot of Torah, and he isn't necessarily a tzaddik. The Torah gives him the tools for it.
Can you be a benoni and be happy with that?
Okay. That's a good question. So the Torah prepares us for being a tzaddik, a chassid, a yashar, a straight person, a neman, a trustworthy person. And by the way, from here we see it isn't so simple to be straight and to be trustworthy. The Torah prepares us for that. And the Torah distances us from sin, and brings one closer to merits. And one who learns Torah, people enjoy from him advice, salvation, bina, understanding, gvura, bravery. Shneimar, as the verse says, the Torah attests li eitza. The Torah says, I am the source of advice, v'tushiyah, and salvation. Ani bina, I am the understanding. Li gvura, with me is bravery. V'notenet lo malchut u'memshala v'chikudin. The Torah gives a person kingship, rulership, the ability to delve into the law. Umgalino razei Torah, and ultimately one can reach a state where they reveal to him the secrets of the Torah, and one can become like a stream that is overflowing, and like a river that doesn't end. He is constantly a person who is modest, who has patience, and he forgoes his shame. The Torah uplifts a person, and the Torah raises him above all of creation. So this chapter is focusing on the greatness of the Torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught us, b'chol yom v'yom, every day, bat kol yotzet ma'o chorev, a heavenly voice emanates from Mount Sinai, u'machrezet v'omeret, and this heavenly voice declares, oilem nabriot me'elbona shel Torah. Woe to the creations from the shame of the Torah. Shekol mi she'ino osek b'Torah nikra nazuf. For all who do not deal in Torah are called nazuf. They are, so to speak, the ones that there's anger at them. Shneimar, as the verse says, nezim zahav ba'at chazir yishayefa b'saratam. You can sometimes have a gold nose ring in the nose of a pig. So too is a beautiful woman who isn't intelligent. So a person can sometimes have he has beauty, he has potential, and you see that he isn't using that potential. So too, every person has potential for Torah, and he's equated with the pig that's wearing a gold ring. The gold ring doesn't look nice on him. It could look nice, it's a gold ring, but it doesn't look nice on him. A beautiful woman, if you talk to her and suddenly see she's stupid, suddenly she lost all her beauty. So she lost all her charm. So too, a person has potential. to be a great person. Every person has potential. And every day, a heavenly voice emanates from Mount Sinai and says, woe to the creations from the shame of the Torah, that they're not learning Torah. Ve'omer, and the verse says, v'aluchot ma'aseh Elokim heima, v'mechtav mechtav Elokim hu charut al aluchot. The verse says, the luchos were God's fashioning. God made them. The writing was God's writing. It was engraved on the luchos. So the word charus, engraved, the Mishnah says, al tikra charut el acheirut. Don't read the verse that they are engraved, but rather they are the freedom that the luchos give us. She'en lecha ben chorin, for you do not have a person who is free, el amish osek betamut Torah, other than a person who delves in Torah. And if you want to understand that simply, so the simple understanding is, the question is, what's called a free man? If people spend their lives trying to please other people, trying to live up to society's demands, and they are demands that are really unworthy, they aren't free. They're spending their lives bound to others' perceptions. You know, there's a story of Chelm. Rav Tversky quotes it in a shir. A guy walks, you guys know Chelm, right? So Chelm was famous for being not too intelligent. So a guy walks into the Chelm bathhouse, one of the Chelmites, and as he gets undressed, he realizes, hey, we all look alike when we're without our clothing. How am I going to know who is I when it comes time to leave the bathhouse?
So he says,
who am I when I have to leave the bathhouse? How do I know who I am? So he thinks to himself, what am I going to do? He looks down and he sees a red string. He says, I know. He ties the red string to his toe and he says, when it comes time to leave, I'll look for the red string and I'll know who is me. He goes into the bathhouse and he washes, he lathers, and as he's cleansing himself, the red string falls off his toe. But he doesn't notice it. Someone else who's standing next to him cleaning themselves gets that little red string caught on their toe. And now someone else is walking around with the red string tied on their toe. So this Chelmite, it's time to leave the bathhouse, and he looks, and he doesn't see the red string. Until he sees that individual with the red string on his toe. And now he's bewildered. He walks over to that individual, and he gently taps him on the shoulder, and he says, sir, excuse me, I know who you are, but could you tell me, who am I? We often live life trying to match what do others think who I am. The Torah teaches us to live life matching our lives to how God says is the best way to live life. So we say, you have no free man other than the man who studies Torah, because he is free from silly things of this world, and he can focus on what's really important. And whoever deals in Torah gets elevated. The verse says, from the gift of the Torah we went to Nachliel, the inheritance from God. And once you attain the inheritance of God, so then you go, we travel to Bamot, which our sages say is an allusion to the fact that we travel to the elevated place. Once one delves in the Torah, one gets elevated. One who learns from his friend, perek echad o halacha echad, one chapter or one halacha, or pasuk echad, or even one verse, or dibur echad, or even one saying, or afilu ot echad, or even one letter, tzarich linhog bo kavod, has to treat him with honor. Sheken matzinu b'David melech Yisrael, as we found with King David, shelo laman machitofel elo shnei dvarim bilvad. David only learned from Achitofel two things. And nonetheless, David HaMelech referred to him, kra'or, David HaMelech called him, Rabbo alufo yudao. He called him my Rebbe, my sage, the one who is above me, my great one, my close one. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vata enosh ki alufim yudai. In the verse, that's how David refers to him. Ba'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. And we can derive a fortiori from here. Uma David melech Yisrael shelo laman me'achitof bela shnei dvarim bilvad. If David, who was king of Israel, and he had Achitofel, he only learned two things from him, and nonetheless, he, being king, because he learned two things from Achitofel, he called him Rabbo Alufom Yudao. He gave him all these titles of praise. Alomid Mechavaro, one who learns from his friend, Perek Echad, one chapter, or Alacha Echad, or Pasuk Echad, or one Alach, or one verse, or Dibur Echad, or one saying, or Afilu Ot Echad, or even one letter, Alachat Kamav Chamash Tzich Lenhog Bo Kavod. Certainly we have to treat him with honor. Ven Kavod Ela Torah. And what's honor? Honor is Torah. Shnema, as the verse says, Kavod Rachamim Min Chalut, the sages are the ones that inherit the honor of Torah, Utmimim Min Chalut Tov. And those that are whole, they inherit good. And when we say good, good is also a reference to Torah, as the verse says, I've given you a good teaching, that's the Torah, don't leave my Torah. So we see when we say good, we're referring to Torah. When we say honor, we're referring to Torah. If one teaches us any amount of Torah, we have to treat him with honor. This is the way of Torah. You eat bread with salt. And you eat small amounts and drink a small amount of water in a flask. And you have to sleep on the ground. And live a life of sorrow. And you delve in Torah. If you do this, praised are you. It's good for you. Praised are you in this world. It's good for you in the world to come. The idea is it's difficult. It's not fun to live in the cold. It's not fun to sleep on the ground. It's not fun to eat bread with salt. You see everyone else eating other things, see everyone else having other things. So the Mishnah is warning us. You want to attain Torah, you have to be willing to forego the pleasures of this world. Every pleasure a person attains, he is minimizing his potential for Torah. We have a certain amount of time, a certain amount of strength.
It's allowed.
What?
It's allowed to have pleasure.
It's allowed to have pleasures, but if you want to attain Torah, you have to be able to focus on Torah and forgo the other things. Don't seek greatness for yourself. And do not covet honor. Do beyond what you've learned. Accept to do beyond what you've learned. And don't covet the table of the officers. Shulchanach gadol mishulchanam, for your table ultimately is greater than theirs. V'chitrach gadol mikitram, and your crown is greater than theirs. V'ne'emanu ban lachtcha sheyishalem chaschal pulatecha, and the one who's hired you, so to speak, God is trusted that he'll pay you your wages. So the Mishnais over here are telling us that we have two difficulties. One difficulty is that we want the good things in life. We want everything good. We want the sweet things, and we want the Torah. So it's telling us, usually it's difficult to go hand in hand. If you want to really attain Torah, you have to be willing to forego. The more you're willing to forego, the more you'll attain Torah. And the Mishnah is saying, and when you're trying to attain Torah, so then you have to know that don't look at those that have the material goods and be jealous. And that's difficult. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. You should know, ultimately you're going to get more. But it's difficult, because what we see with our own eyes is we see the physical. We see the guy who's driving a fancy car, and I'm walking out in the rain. I mean, that's what you see. So the Mishnah says, yeah, you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared that if you're going to try to attain Torah, so then you have to be prepared that you're going to have to forgo the physical, and ultimately you're going to get more. This is talking on every level to a different extent. I mean, at one level, a person can say, okay, I'm in yeshiva and I'm not working, so I don't have certain amenities. At a different level, a person has to forgo more in order to get more. Every person, according to his level. If someone today would say, well, I'm going to go down to the Machon lunchroom and I'll just have bread with salt. Why do that? There's good food there. There's no prohibition against eating good food. The idea is that usually, if you're going to try to run after the amenities of life, then you're not going to have the time or the ability. That we only have a certain capacity, and if we use that capacity for attaining the material goods, well, we won't be able to attain the Torah. Torah requires it's a full time job.
Question: if you are strictly kosher, you still enjoy life.
That's fine, but you won't attain Torah. It's all a question of how high a person wants to go. You could attain one level of Torah with this much pleasure, and the higher level with less. It's all a question of where one wants to get to. Most of us are not on a level where we could live the type of life. The Mishnah says, to eat only bread with salt and drink only a small amount of water and sleep on the ground and live with affliction and delve in Torah. Okay, there's no, in today's day and age, you don't have to do this. I mean, you come to Mahon Meir, you're getting much more than bread and salt.
The people who did it not young. There is a rabbi, I forgot his name, but he was like 40 years old or something, 38.
Akiva did it, he lived a long life. Rabbi Yochanan did it, he lived a long life. We're rabbis who didn't live a long life. Again, this gives us perspective.
Does it really have to be like that? I mean, am I in bed too if I don't?
I don't think so. There's nothing a person's allowed to say, I want to live a certain life of comfort. A person is entitled to that. A person has no, he won't attain a certain level of Torah. For each amount of amenities he can invest time, he's losing in Torah. That doesn't mean he's not allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to. Every person decides at different stages in his life where he's holding and what he feels that he's going to do. Yeah.
But you're making it sound like it's this thing, like a terrible thing. Like, well, if you feel that you just want the physicality, then you could do that. Like, but you're a bad person for it. I mean, it's not really like everybody's meant to learn Torah all day. It's not something that many people can do, and it's not something many people would feel fulfilled doing. But many people have to, you know, have other things happening, or they don't feel fulfilled. They have to help people in other ways.
So that's a long discussion. We were gonna focus on Mishnah Vav. We just finished Mishnah Hey, and we're almost out of time. And this is a long discussion. There are 613 mitzvot. We're supposed to do all 613. Now, the question is, where is one gonna put one's focus? There are people who are hungry and someone has to feed them. There are people who need help medically and someone has to heal them. There are all kinds of jobs in this world. And even there are yeshivas and someone's got to support them. So there are different jobs in the world, and there's nothing wrong if a person says, well, I'm going to do chesed with my body and I'm going to learn Torah with my time. And I'm also going to have a job, and I'm going to support myself and live a life with a certain amount of comfort. The question is two things. A, is that the ideal or is that okay? And a person has to know that there is a higher ideal, and even though a person might not feel up to that ideal, but that is a higher ideal. The fact that a person doesn't feel he wants to do that, I won't even say capable, I would say want to, because I think it revolves around what a person wants, doesn't mean that isn't a higher idea. We all have compromises that we make in life. We could kid ourselves and say we didn't compromise, or we could say, look, that's life, I'm compromising. But we should know it's a compromise. Rabbi Lezer was 26 years old, and he didn't know how to read Hebrew, and he didn't know how to say Shema, and he didn't know how to binge. And he could have continued. His father told him, you keep working, and your son will learn Torah. He could have gone for that. He could have said, you know, at my age, to go learn Torah means that I'm going to go without meals, I'm going to go without a place to bathe, I'm going to go without a home, without a family, and lose all my wealthy father Hyrcanus's inheritance. And Rabbi Eliezer chose to go and learn Torah and forgo all of that, and ultimately he became the great-great Rabbi Eliezer. Well, he only became the great-great Rabbi Eliezer because he forewent all of that. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer would have said, I'll make a good parnasa, and I'll learn a little bit of Torah, and I'll move forward. Would someone have come and said, you're sinning, you shouldn't be doing this? Or would someone have said, look, you compromised, you could have done X, and you did Y. So, you compromised. There are areas where we're entitled. I'm allowed to say I want to make a parnasa, I want to eat, I want to live a certain life, and I'm allowed to say that. But I have to know, I'm compromising as far as where I'm going to get to.
But it's not necessarily just doing work for making a parnasa. The work you could do could save lives, which could be.
It's true.
So when you have a family, then, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's more important to, like, it's more important to forgo certain mitzvos and to have a family that can carry on later than it is to do these certain mitzvos than to not have a family. Because, like, that's the whole reason of if somebody holds a gun to your head, there's only like three different things they can do, right? Everything else, they can do the Avera, because the point is to be living and do other mitzvahs. So it's the same with the family. If you have kids, then they have to go on and do those mitzvahs. So as a result, you can forgo doing certain mitzvahs so that your family can take on that.
That's a long discussion. I think we're going to do those mitzvahs.